burn to tell everybody, to describe, to, well, to boast about their doll's house before the school bell rang. "I'm to tell," said Isabel, "because I'm the eldest, and you two can join in after, but I'm to tell first." There was nothing to answer. Isabel was bossy, but she was always right, and Lottie and Cassia knew too well the powers that went with being the eldest. They brushed through the thick buttercups at the road edge and said nothing. "And I'm to choose who's to come and see it first. Mother said I might." For it had been arranged that while the doll's house stood in the courtyard, they might ask the girls at school, two at a time, to come and look. Not to stay to tea, of course, or to come traipsing through the house, but just to stand quietly in the courtyard while Isabel pointed out the beauties, and Lottie and Cassia looked pleased. But hurry as they might, by the time they had reached the tarred palings of the boys' playground, the bell had begun to jangle. They only just had time to whip off their hats and fall into line before the roll was called. Never mind. Isabel tried to make up for it by looking very important and mysterious, and by whispering behind her hand to the girls near her. "Got something to tell you at playtime." Playtime came, and Isabel was surrounded. The girls of her class nearly fought to put their arms round her, to walk away with her,